And I'd like you to make sure that you're in a comfortable place, in a comfortable position, where you will not be disturbed for the next few minutes. Start by looking straight forward and rest your head back. Take a long, deep breath in and hold it. Now, as you exhale, allow your eyes to close. Notice with your eyes closed, this is very similar to how hypnosis feels. You should not expect a blackout. At first, you may be more aware of some things than you were before. Thoughts and feelings that may drift through the mind. Sounds inside of the room or outside of the room in the distance. And you can just bring your attention back to the sound of my voice as if repeating each word I say now. Take another deep breath in and let it out slowly now. Now with your eyes closed, gently roll your eyeballs slightly upwards and relax the muscles around your eyes to the point where they are so relaxed they just won't work. And pretend that you can't open them, even though you know full well that you could if you really needed to. Now, as long as you hold on to this relaxation, you can pretend they just won't work. And when you are sure they're so relaxed that they just won't work, then and only then you may begin to test them to make sure they won't work. Notice the eyebrows move easily, but the eyelids are heavy and stuck tight. In fact, the more that you tug at them, the tighter they become. That's right. Now relax the eyes and go even deeper. Now next, we want your mind to be as relaxed as your body. So in a moment, I want you to start counting backwards in your mind from 100 when I ask you to. Each time you say a number, deepen your mental relaxation. And with each number you say, your mind will become even more relaxed, letting all stress and tension drain from your mind and body, leaving you deeply relaxed. By the time you get down to the mid or perhaps low 90s, you'll be so relaxed the numbers won't be there. They will disappear. They will simply be gone. When all the numbers have vanished from your mind, you will notice your body will just relax even deeper than before, step by step by step. Start counting in your mind now from 100 and watch them disappear. 100. 99. 98. 97. 96. 94. 93. 92. And if there are any numbers left, wrap them up into a package in your mind and push them. Push them into the distance. See them disappearing into a cloud in your mind. Vanishing. Gone. So pleasantly relax now. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, go deeper and deeper still. Now, as the human body relaxes, it naturally begins to produce more saliva than usual. More saliva than usual is produced as the human body relaxes. Soon, you may begin to imagine now feeling the feeling of your mouth filling with saliva. Imagine what that would feel like now if your mouth was filling with saliva. It's a very normal, natural human interaction to relaxation. Imagine the mouth like a stream, like a river, water flowing through your mouth and throat. Feeling that need and urge to swallow getting stronger and stronger and stronger. That's right. And as you feel this need and urge to swallow getting stronger and stronger, the mouth filling with saliva, swallow and relax even further. That's right. This is the power of suggestion. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And by the time I reach the number 1, you're going to be in the exact state of mind you need to accept each and every suggestion given to you to lose weight quickly, easily, effortlessly, and permanently. This you will do. This you will do. 5. Deeper. 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 4. Down. 3. Deeper. 2. Down. 1. Deeper. 0. Now today we will address the only obstacle you have ever really had to feeling safe, calm, and secure: self-judgment. You are beginning to realize now that whenever you started to judge yourself in the past, using words like good, bad, right, wrong, should have, need to, or must, it always produced the same result: feeling bad and excess stress or unwanted habits. Today, you will receive suggestions that will begin to eliminate self-judgment completely. In fact, each suggestion you are about to receive will replace the old habit of self-judgment with the new habit of curiosity and appreciation. Now, like a jeweler surrounded by undeniable beauty, when you are judging yourself, you're only focused on finding flaws. And as a result, you miss everything else. It has been said that one of the surest ways to tell a real diamond from a fake is that fakes don't have any flaws, those little marks that make them unique. That's how you know they're not real. But you are real. You are unique. You are beautiful on the inside and out, and you have nothing to prove about yourself to yourself or to anyone else. You deserve all of the good things that happen to you and more. Now, some people think the clarity determines the value of a stone. Yet what really determines the value is how much others appreciate it. And in some cases, even a very flawed and cloudy diamond can be worth millions to the right person because of its importance. You are learning now that the secret to feeling worthy is not judgment, it's appreciation. You can always find something about yourself that could be better. In fact, it's easy to criticize yourself. Yet, you can also always find something about yourself that's going well. You can always find something about yourself that you appreciate. You can focus on what is working and what you're learning from your experience and appreciate that. You can appreciate the opportunities that you have been blessed with. You can appreciate the little things, like a hot cup of coffee or tea, or you can appreciate the bigger things in life, like a roof over your head, a job, or a loved one. The secret to appreciation is to step back and put things in perspective. Like a jeweler, when they're finished their work for the day, they put down their jeweler's lens, push themselves away from the table, and enjoy the beauty of their work. So from this point forward, any time in the future, when in the past you might have started to judge yourself using words like good, bad, right, wrong, should have, need to, must, you'll hear bells ringing, you'll see red lights flashing, you'll hear stop, stop, stop. Then you'll step back, take a deep breath in, and as you see it from a distance, you'll remind yourself there is no failure, only feedback. Then you'll gather up the learnings and go about your day in a relaxed and easy fashion. This you will do. This you will do. Remembering you already have everything that you need, that you have nothing to prove to yourself or to anyone else, that you appreciate this awareness. Again, so from this point forward, any time in the future when in the past you might have started judging yourself using words like good, bad, right, wrong, should have, need to, must, you'll hear bells ringing, you'll see red lights flashing, you'll hear stop, stop, stop. Then you'll step back, take a deep breath in. Seeing it from a distance, you'll remind yourself there is no failure, only feedback, and go about your day in a relaxed and easy fashion, remembering that you have everything that you need, that all is well and you have nothing to prove, so you can feel calm and secure, and you appreciate this awareness. Now you realize you have spent your entire life searching, looking for that missing piece to the puzzle. Searching and looking for that missing piece that would make you feel whole and complete. And over all of those years, you always came up empty-handed. After a while, you might have even begun to believe it was because of the inadequacies that you were unable to find that missing piece that you believed would make you feel whole and complete. Then one day, you realized you will never find the missing piece. And this actually becomes a very amazing awakening for you, because you realize you cannot and will not ever find the missing piece to a puzzle that is already complete. You will never, ever find the missing piece to a puzzle that is already complete. So you call off the search. There is no need to look further at all. You begin to realize you have always had everything that you need inside already, and that you need nothing outside of you in order to feel whole and complete. So again, from this point forward, any time in the future, when in the past you might have started to judge yourself using words like good, bad, right, wrong, should have, need to, must, you'll hear bells ringing, you'll see red lights flashing, you'll hear stop, stop, stop. Then you'll step back, take a deep breath in, and say to yourself, there is no failure, only feedback. And go about your day in a relaxed and easy fashion, feeling calm and secure, with this deep sense that all is well in the world. You will remember that you already have everything that you need, that you have nothing to prove, and you appreciate this awareness. You are more aware now of how self-judgment is silly and doesn't bear any real fruit. You remember that all meaning is made up. You get to choose for yourself what something means. You are the author of your life. You are the director of the movies that you make in your mind, and you get to choose the stories you tell yourself and entertain. You can choose to make stories that support you feeling safe, calm, secure, accepted, loved, competent, and special. You can take the action to develop those abilities and skills. The choice is yours, because you are in control now, and you realize you always have been. So it's easy to go about your life in a relaxed and easy fashion. It's easy to remember that all is well, that you can feel calm and secure moving through your daily life. You are more relaxed and comfortable with yourself, and you realize there's plenty of time when you step back, take a deep breath in, and look at the big picture. There is no failure, only feedback. Now, you realize the more feedback that you can get, the better results you will have. The more you allow yourself to gently, honestly, see reality as it actually is, without judgment, the faster you can learn and change and make progress to your goals. There is no failure, only feedback. So take the next step. Step back. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, go about your day in life in a relaxed and easy fashion. Judgment for you is simply a thing of the past now. You have an attitude of curiosity and appreciation. You choose to focus on the big picture and appreciate all of the good things that have happened to you in the past, in the present, and that will happen in the future. All of the good things that are happening right now, and all of the good things that will come. You realize life is easier this way. You develop the belief inside that you have everything you need already. You develop the belief inside that behind every challenge is an amazing opportunity to learn, to grow, to change. We will now install the following powerful belief in your mind. It will become a firm, unshakable belief because it is true. And by accepting it today, you will easily go about your daily life in a relaxed and easy fashion. I want you to repeat this suggestion with me in your mind with certainty and conviction. Let's begin. I am free. 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 I am free of all self-judgment, condemnation, and criticism. I am free to be the author of my own thoughts. I am free to go about my life feeling more calm, safe, and secure than ever before. And you are free. And each day gets easier and easier and easier, because any time in the future when in the past you might have started to judge yourself using words like good, bad, right, wrong, should have, need to, must, you'll hear bells ringing, you'll see red lights flashing, you'll hear stop, stop, stop. Then you'll step back, take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, go about your day and life in a relaxed and easy fashion. This you will do. This you will do. Now with your eyes closed, gently roll your eyeballs slightly upwards with your eyes closed and begin to relax the muscles around the eyes now. Begin to relax the muscles around the eyes until they're so relaxed they simply won't work. Until they're so relaxed, so heavy, that they simply won't work. And imagine they're so relaxed that they simply won't work, even though you know that if you really needed to, you could. Now, as you imagine those eyes heavier and heavier, so relaxed that they simply won't open, you may begin to test them. Noticing the more you tug, the heavier and tighter they become. Notice the eyebrows move easily, but the eyelids are heavy and stuck tight. That's right. Now relax the eyes and go even deeper now. In a moment, I'm going to count from one all the way up to five. And on the count of five, your eyes will open, feeling fully refreshed, alert, and awake. If it is time to go to sleep, you will simply take off your headphones and go to sleep. And if it's time to get up and to go greet the day, you will do so with vim and vigor. Realize, because you have emotionally and physically responded to suggestion, you will respond to each and every suggestion given to you here today. And each time you enter the state of hypnosis, you will go deeper and be more responsive to each suggestion. One, excited about going about your life in a relaxed and easy fashion. Two, embracing and living in the truth that there is no failure, only feedback. Three, feeling more calm, secure, safe, comfortable than ever before. Four, waking up now. Five, eyes open, alert, and awake.